Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. On the show today, we're going to be, of course, touching on the brand new... You're not really sleeping. The brand new title, the brand new World Heavyweight Championship title is probably the first thing we're going to end up talking about because everyone's been talking about it online, whether they like it, whether they hate it. People saying they don't like the W in the middle. Other people saying
People said that besides me.
Besides you, yes. All believe right. me, you're not the only
I
one.
I thought you were just...
No, I'm not saying that.
I don't love it. I don't hate it. I told you I am indifferent. I'm going to let it grow on me. I'm going to think optimistically. What's going to matter more
is who wins it, right?
Who wins it.
I agree.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's the prestige that it starts out with. Like, who will be the first champion?
So did you watch the promo that Triple H cut when he introduced it? What did you think when he says this is going to be defended anywhere, anytime, this is going to be...
So this was probably his real envision for the 24/7 title that Vince probably took and made it into...
A joke?
Yeah, a complete joke.
I mean...
I will tell you this, it is better looking than the 24/7 title.
Yeah, well, I fucking hope so.
Yes,
but it's the World Heavyweight Championship.
This is going to be a title that's going to actually be on the show. This, with that being said, does it give it less meaning than the Universal? Probably, because the Universal is probably going to feel more special.
Because Roman holds it and it's not going to be defended.
The next person that win it, I mean, the next person that wins it will probably... be around more than Roman will be, and it'll probably start out like Universal title up here, feels really special. New title still got to work its way up. When Roman loses it, while this one's working its way up, it's probably going to level out somewhere, because I think Roman's the top. He is the guy. As much as we fought this for
eight years, yes,
he is the guy. He's finally the guy. Do they have another guy or another the guy waiting in the wings? Do they have someone? Yes, I think they do. Do I think it's the person that's going to beat Roman for the title? No. You take that for whatever you will.
So May 27th, we are going to find out. We don't know how, but we know that there will be a champion crowned on Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia.
Does that lessen it?
Does it lessen the title?
Does it do anything? I mean, yeah, I'm going to say lessen.
Does it lessen the title? Well, the title's brand new. It can't. It's literally means nothing right now.
Yeah, but it being won in Saudi, does that do anything? Like it being crowned in Saudi. I mean, it's called Night of Champions, so I guess it fits. But does it not being a home base, like a big wrestling city?
So I'm obviously, I think like most people, I'm still not a big fan of WWE even going to Saudi.
Yeah.
But
I'm not either. That's why I'm kind of saying like them winning it there and saying like having them.
That's a hard question to answer, honestly. Like, I want to say no. I want to say
He's going to eventually come back and he's going to be our champion. But I feel like the first win should be in a major market.
Look,
like, I think it should be a Madison Square Garden, if anything.
It's still like a WWE ring. It's still a WWE pay-per-view. It's still two WWE super, all maybe right. two, depending on what the match is. I don't.
It's going to be
a fatal four way. It could be a triple threat. I have no idea.
It's going to be a centaur.
I meant the amount. I didn't mean
versus what a dump, they were. Versus a dump truck.
No, yeah, just I want to say no, but yeah, the fan that a part of me that hates Saudi for what they are.
It would mean more if you saw it happen in the state. Say if it happened at Madison Square Garden at. Albeit a smaller...
It could fucking happen in Poughkeepsie. I don't... Like, to me, it really doesn't matter.
But you would rather have it...
Yeah, I would probably rather have it in the United States. Oh, no, wait. Let me rephrase that. I would rather it happen anywhere but Saudi. I would take a pay-per-view over in the UK.
That would be great, actually.
Yes.
Because I feel like...
I would take Backlash in Puerto Rico over... Saudi Arabia. It's just what they stand for.
Not only that,
but that fucking prince. I just.
Not only that, but the crowd. You want crowd. You want like a genuine like.
Another good point.
UK will give you like a crazy reaction,
which I think,
and the chance would be fucking wild.
Which I think is
dude
AEW getting Wembley Stadium is huge for AEW.
Here's the thing. It's the wrong company.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
So
I don't think it's going to fucking matter because those
UK
fans...
They're getting major wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. Those UK fans
are crazy
for pro wrestling.
I'll say this. I was about to go down a negative path, but I will dial it back and I will focus on what I think will happen.
Okay.
You might hear the loudest Adam Cole baby ever.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah. It's a good point.
And we heard a really loud one live,
mm-hmm.
but I think this one is going to be like Richter scale type level at Wembley fucking stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus exactly.
Christ.
Exactly.
Imagine if you get Yes Chance.
And they still do it. So
they still do it. They will always do it. That is what.
Well,
is
imagine
his legacy.
Judas in Wembley Stadium.
But I still think Rollins. I think that would be louder.
I don't,
but that's what I want. That's what I'm saying for the title.
I get what you're saying. You want that
because
crowd reaction.
I honestly think if not Rollins in that title match, then who?
Okay, so I'm glad you said that because I agree. I think although when I texted you the picture of the title before you were even watching Raw,
yes,
your first thing was. I hope Orton wins it. Was your first reaction to seeing the title?
Okay, so here's because I'll bring it back and we'll bring it full circle. Like prestige
mm-hmm.
of the championship, I think Orton brings the most out of anybody in the company right now. I think Orton brings the most prestige to
for that title.
I think he's a 14-time champion.
We'll go with that.
Qualified yeah. Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
First timer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think it's 14 him, 15 trips, 16 Flair Cena.
Yeah.
I think those are, and you got Edge there.
I don't think Edge is that close.
Edge
is
at 11.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was at 11.
Edge is at 11.
I didn't know that.
Edge.
Damn. Good for Edge.
Holy so shit. If you want to do a redo of the greatest wrestling match ever, remember that match that they had?
It was still really like it wasn't the greatest match ever.
They didn't have fans. Wasn't fair.
True.
Wasn't fair.
True.
You want to do a redo and be like, just kidding.
That would be
Edge funny. Orton for the fucking title. I don't care. Say it's fucking nostalgia peeking its fucking ugly head through. At this point, I'm 36. Give me as much nostalgia as I can fucking handle. I'm okay with that. And by the reaction that you just had, you'd be perfectly okay with it too.
A part of me wouldn't because I want Rollins
to win
that match so bad. Maybe not to win. If it's Rollins and Orton, then I would be happy because I wouldn't mind whoever comes out. Edge.
I think it's going to be... Seth, because Seth garners probably the biggest reaction
So do you agree with this mindset? I've heard a lot of people say it. I heard Bully Ray say it Tuesday morning on Busted Open. I've seen a lot of people on social media say it Tuesday morning after Raw. If Cody ends up drafted to wherever Roman is not, and he is the one who wins that title, is it a...
What, though?
Is it a... Well, okay. A letdown, B, a consolation prize, and C, a, oh, well, he couldn't beat Roman, so that's the only thing he could win.
I don't think it can be. I honestly don't think it can be Cody.
As far as the story they've been telling
you, it can't be.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be a directionless...
I think it would be a story, a year somewhat story.
You still have so much
squandered.
You still have so much left of Roman and Cody. You still have so much left.
Obviously, still kind of staying with that title, but today's Wednesday.
Yes.
We have 2 days as of recording till the draft happens.
Friday on SmackDown.
Right? Friday on SmackDown, yes. So not only do we have...
I hope the draft is a hoax. And they say, yes, this is the draft. No, just kidding. I know, it's not going to happen.
Now, there's a lot... I've seen a lot of the talk of NBC, Fox, and USA, A, wanting their own champions, which is why this title has happened, and B, wanting the champions to stay there with roster so they can...
Build.
Properly build and... Then, of course, promote
and you have a little bit more substance to your show.
And I'm also hearing brand-specific pay-per-views back. So we have a Raw pay-per-view, a SmackDown pay-per-view.
Doing the Ruthless Aggression
era, possible.
Yeah. I was completely okay with that.
Me too. And then every now and then, the Big Four is when they would mix in. Yeah. You got Survivor Series, Rumble.
Survivor Series, I would be...
SummerSlam. That's why they always call it. That's where the biggest party of the summers happened because you got both brands together.
Yeah.
And then they would wrestle.
I'm honestly, as long as the wealth is spread, I'm 100% okay with this. 100%. So you keep Roman on Raw.
I was going to say, do you have, let's just say three. I want you to pick three wrestlers for Raw, three wrestlers for SmackDown.
You want to see that are the staple
of that will draw you to watch both, not heavy on one side, heavy on the other. If you could take the top three picks, if you're picking and you go, you know what, I really want to watch both. I want people that are going to draw me to watch both, but they're going to make sense storytelling wise.
Can I pick? I'm going to pick more than three because I'm going to put it
just just a basis.
I'd keep Raw, Roman, Cody. And then I would do I'm going to go. It's kind of played out, but I still think there's always more to give. I'm going to go Charlotte, Becky.
Okay. All right.
Raw set.
All right. So those are your top
four. Here's the thing. Bianca's the Raw champion, isn't she?
Yeah.
So Bianca's got to stay. Not necessarily a bad idea. But we'll do Bianca, and she's really just rallied through everybody. Maybe Bianca, Charlotte.
Well, remember, you have a Trish Stratus now who's a heel.
Yeah, so I'm not going to worry too much about that. Let them figure that out. Yeah. I'll figure out the other semantics.
Yeah.
All right, so I keep Cody, Roman, and can I just keep the Bloodline?
Bloodline can stay with Roman. I'm cool with that. Obviously, I think wherever Roman goes, I would keep the Bloodline together.
And then I take Sammy KO.
Okay, that's a good. All right,
and I'm going to keep that over on the Raw.
All right, so SmackDown.
SmackDown, I got Rollins as my number numero uno.
Figured that
you draft Orton.
Okay,
for S's and G's.
Yeah,
you give me Edge.
Okay, so Rollins, Orton, Edge.
But I pretty also good I want to keep Finn and the boys with Rhea. Over there as well.
Judgment Day over with on SmackDown.
Yeah. Okay. So I've split the factions. So I have probably the Bloodline's number one, but Judgment Day is nothing I think Rhea is the leader of this.
All right. So I'm going to add to it now.
Okay.
I'm
going to
supplement it.
Supplement away.
So I'm going to put Montez on SmackDown and Dawkins on Raw.
Okay.
Because I think you had, there's a little bit more, I don't want to say more star power, so, but I want kind of spread them out a little bit. So I'd put those two over there.
So you keep A-Town down on Raw and you keep Walter on SmackDown?
No, no. I'm going to flip them. I'd flip them, put Walter on Raw, Theory on SmackDown, and I want to put the LWL on Raw. Or stay on Raw? No. Where the fuck is the L? Yeah. So LWL on Raw, because obviously
put them on Raw. We don't have to say if they're staying or not.
They're just on Raw. All
right.
LWL on Raw.
And they're eventually going to feud with the Bloodline? Or are they going to feud with...
Well, they're actually wrestling the Bloodline currently. They've already wrestled twice now. But I really like that group. I like the throwback. I like the Latino heat thrown in. So I want LWO. I hope they have more of a future. So I want to put them on Raw. I also want to do... I was thinking this. The reason I had this in my head earlier, and I was trying to like supplement other people.
I'm
going to do one
better. I'm firing Braun.
You're firing Braun.
I'm firing.
We don't have to worry about that because he is out with a concussion, so he's hurt.
Okay. Well, I'm going to sign the paper and mail it to him. So we'll fire.
You don't want Braun Strowman.
No.
Is that a regret of his bringing people back that you have that you wish he never would have been re-signed? Aside from people not making money for their families, like just as a character and storytelling.
After the Elimination Chamber, where he was taking everybody's finish and then all of a sudden Roman was it, I think that was the end of Braun Strowman for me.
I get that.
I think that was it. Because then he wasn't taken serious ever again.
Yeah, I get that.
And then when he won the title, it was the wrong time.
Yeah.
He should have beat Brock when he was doing the whole thing with Brock and was it Kane?
Wasn't Joe in that too? In the show?
I don't know. Either way. But I'm getting rid of Strowman.
The really, really, really big guys, especially in Almost, is another one. I know he's
Almost I'm keeping because what I'm gonna do.
I don't see it.
What I'm going to do, so I have you have two factions over Raw.
Mm-hmm.
We only got one faction over on SmackDown. I'm bringing back the Hurt Business.
Okay. That would be the only way I'd be okay with seeing almost every week.
Well, there you go. Now you have your big fucking monster of the faction.
So now you keep Lashley on SmackDown as well, going after Theory. And, of course, the Hurt Business included.
But now he's got the Hurt Business.
I'll mind that. That's a little bit better.
But I think Lashley takes a back seat and Shelton Benjamin beats Theory.
I would love that. Hell yeah.
Just like a different push for once. And I'm not saying that they're going to have animosity in there, but I think Lashley is going to make his way more towards the top title. I'm not going to keep him mid-card. He's going to be like the leader, but he's not going to be the leader as in I'm winning a mid-card because that keeps because if he's the mid-card guy, then everyone else is below him, and that's lower mid-card. That doesn't make any sense. So you keep Lashley fighting for the top spots. Saying he's going to be champion, but
what about instead of...
And you have Omos and Cedric Alexander. What a crazy fucking tag team. Maybe we do keep Braun because Braun and fucking Ricochet versus Omos and Cedric Alexander.
Would make sense.
That would actually make sense. All right. Braun. You can crumple up the
pink
slip.
Call back in here.
We're gonna bring you back temporarily until this feud runs its course. And then I'm going to give you the pink slip again. All right, buddy?
You're rehired again. Congratulations.
Get well soon. Kisses. And that's how we end that call.
I like that.
So we're doing a fantasy booking out of all of this goofy shit that we got going on.
I guess.
Can I throw a wrench in the spoke of this show?
Don't you always?
Yes, but it's going to be at least relevant.
Okay.
So I was watching something. I forget what the fuck. It was probably TikTok or Instagram or something like that. But it was fucking stupid-ass Alvarez and Meltzer.
Oh, don't you love when they pop up on your TikTok feed?
Hate it. But I was drawn in because they were talking about CM Punk. And how he was backstage at WWE, then he was quote unquote asked to leave.
I can see that. And again, I see a lot of people, I saw a lot of posts about this and people having a problem with it and being like pussies or whatever they said. Like, look, the dude's under contract with AEW, whether you like it or not. So all, and Khan wants to sue WWE so fucking bad anyway, because he's so scared of WWE taking his talent, that if this obviously was true,
it ain't even fucking his talent. It's not even his talent. He's
under AEW contract.
I look at this as this and this only. They're a loaner. You're getting loaned, people, until they want to go back, because all of the WWE people that you fucking poached, that you took, they're not doing shit. Rusev's going to be back. There's going to be a Rusev day again eventually. And there's only a fucking matter of time until you have the true leader of the LWO returns, and it's fucking Andrade. And then you make that a little bit more fucking interesting, a little bit of spicy. A spicy meatball, even.
I would love that. I would love Andrade back. I would love Rusev back.
Who's at the helm?
Hunter.
Helmsley. Helmsley at the helm.
Yeah.
Helmsley at the, it's like a fucking 10 o'clock show, you see. On like one of those fucking weird stations. Like, what was that? Spike? Remember Spike TV?
Spike TV was the shit.
Yeah.
When it first started.
Helmsley on the helm. At 10 o'clock. Spike TV. But he's still got his ponytail. He's wearing a wig, though.
And then he puts a wig on.
He puts the
pirate shirt.
Yeah. And he does Helmsley at the helm. But he's accentuated his nose even more. Like, that, he put on a fake nose that's even bigger.
That would fucking be hilarious.
Every episode, the nose is bigger until someone realizes it.
I would just want, for a minute and a half a week, just a vignette of him doing Helmsley at the helm. In the back, just a gorilla with a headset on with the wig. Oh my god, and the show. Oh, it would fucking, it'd be amazing. It would be so good.
Because it would end with, it, or every episode would have Michaels coming in and being like so fucking confused. He'd be in the background, like every show, like giving like a crooked eye, confused face.
Helmsley at, oh my god, that, I mean, you talk about just printing money at that point.
Don't get the helm. That's merch. That's a shirt I'd buy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just
a silhouette of him with the headset on. Helmsley at the helm with his hands crossed.
It'd be
like this.
Oh, it'd be fucking amazing.
It is.
God, I wish that was a real thing.
It's like 90s TV all over again. It's like something you'd see. It absolutely. Some stupid vignette be like, this is hilarious. And then and no one else would be like, what is this?
It's something you would see on like Saturday Morning Superstars. Like, that's exactly what it is. Oh man, too bad it's not gonna happen. But still,
you never know who's gonna listen to the show, though.
Yeah,
maybe one day the right person will watch and they'll be like, do you see what these idiots are talking about? And then be like, these guys are geniuses. Anything could happen.
Think so.
This is a we're on the interweb.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Interweb is a big place.
Yeah.
We just need the right person to watch it. We need to tag the right person. We're still waiting for Bray Wyatt to get back to us.
Forgot about that.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, look, with this new title, it's I'm excited for it. I think it looks cool. I think it's a good kind of callback to Big Gold, but it makes WWE their own spin.
It's their own spin on it.
Yeah.
It's taken some of that. It's probably utilized a couple other titles too. It's probably like a mix mash of some shit.
Probably, I see a little inspiration of the NWA, just like with the side plates, like the 10 pounds of gold, like just the way it's laid out. I don't think Hunter or whatever. You have Helmsley at the helm in my head now. That's all I can think about.
That's okay. That's what it was there for. It was there to be planted.
10 months of him in control. I don't think there's a lot of bad that has come out of the last 10 months.
No, there's been a lot of substance.
I think Monday Night Raw has gotten better since that shitty McMahon-fueled one, depending if he was really involved or if he's still involved, whatever. I think it's gotten better. I think the action's better. I think the promos are a little bit better, and the flow feels better on Monday Night Raw. SmackDown has stayed the same. I don't think that's been touched.
You need flow for Raw. Raw's 3 hours.
Yeah.
You need fucking some sort of magic to happen in those 3 hours.
And I'm kind of looking forward.
How about fucking Trish Stratus being back and being a heel?
You took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say, I look forward now to Trish Stratus being a heel.
And like, nostalgia. It's all about it still gets you.
She's still good.
It's just the right nostalgia. It's not the Goldberg nostalgia. It's the right nostalgia that you need.
She is, and she's good on social media. Did you see the picture she posted of Roman?
No.
There's a picture of a young teenage Roman Reigns with a Trish Stratus poster up in his room. And I'm pretty sure, not word for word, but basically it says, Roman acknowledged me.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's how you use Twitter. Like, that's how, as a WWE superstar, you should be using Twitter.
The only problem with that is, now you're over. And you're
But
not like that wasn't going to happen anyway, because it's Trish fucking Stratus.
Of course. But yeah, I mean, she's, I love it. I didn't think I would actually like her as a heel in this day and age compared to when she was, but she's great. I mean, her and Becky, I don't mind it. I think it's interesting.
Becky's running out of out of stuff to do.
You're right. Becky something has to change, and this is a good change of pace, actually.
She's done it all. She's fought everybody. She's beaten everybody at one point in time.
Yeah, you're right.
She's done it all. She's at the top of the mountaintop.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch is at the top. Charlotte's there too, obviously, because Charlotte's accolades outshine anybody's.
Yeah.
Bayley's not there yet. She's not at the top. She's a former champion. But I still don't think she has the same credentials. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like she's still a step below the other ones.
I agree. She has that
Bayley out of here?
What do you mean?
There was rumors that Bayley wasn't even mentioned the day. That was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
If we were to have done a show,
we would have already
Have talked about it. But she's still with the company?
Yeah. She was on Raw Monday night.
All right.
Yeah, so
it was all just hoopla.
All for nothing. Yeah, more internet bullshit.
Knee deep in the hoopla.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously we're recording tonight, so
yes.
People are not going to.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
See this so tonight.
Dynamite.
Exactly. Kaboom. Dynamite is on tonight.
Kaboom.
All
right, so this we wouldn't have talked about last week, but now that we're in the Dynamite realm of the show, may you. What did you think? Now I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to flip it. What did you think of what was probably my most memorable? Because I have been watching AEW.
Good.
I've been doing it.
Good.
I've been fucking trying.
Okay.
And
what did
the
I thing think?
That I took away the most was the Jericho and Adam Cole. How they involved Britt Baker, the whole handcuffing thing, albeit it looked a little fugazi, but I'm going to let that slide because, look, we literally watched fucking Roman Reigns get handcuffed and let's call it what it was. He didn't make it out in time. Kevin Owens won that fucking match.
Kevin Owens was last man standing.
We've seen faulted handcuffs before.
Of course.
So that I don't care about.
Just the story of what
the
was
emotion
going on.
And everything else involved and the nobody. Look, it was just them two. Nobody came out to help. There was no savior. It was the what are they called? The insiders, the new outsiders. The Paige and Tony Storm.
Ruby
Soho.
Shit. And now you got me fucking thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're
called.
Fuck.
They're called Evolution.
No, they're not called Evolution. They're called Men?
Revolution.
God. This is why you don't spring shit on me because I can't think like that.
Either way, it was them beating up Britt with the kendo stick and Jericho there fucking rubbing it in Adam Cole. What did you think of that? Don't worry about their name. I think I nailed it. Absolution.
It's not. Stop it. I thought as far as the drama goes and making it
the story.
Yeah, making it feel real as wrestling can feel at this point.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean as real as it can feel?
Like, I mean, look,
it's not real. You be careful.
Kayfabe is not what it used to be.
We've got a lot more friends than we had when we started this in the wrestling business. So you be careful what you say. I'm going to sick hail on you.
I'm just saying it's not as believable as it was when we were kids. It's harder to buy into a lot of the storylines.
Okay, go ahead.
So
with that being said,
yeah, to lose yourself in a story is harder than it was years ago.
Did you lose yourself in this? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it.
Did you nitpick it?
I did.
All right, that's what I'm trying to get.
The one thing I did appreciate, especially from Britt's perspective, her using his actual name. I always like it when wrestlers kind of do that because fans know it, especially now with AEW All Access, Wednesday nights after Dynamite, and him going through trying to get back. She calls him Austin, his real name, a lot. So for her to take that into the ring, and as she was getting beaten down, her reach and say Austin, that kind of got me. I was like, that was really good. Like nice that, touch. Yeah, it was a nice touch. And I've grown more appreciation for Britt Baker. I went through a point where I did not like her, not because I was supposed to not like her. She was portrayed as
the top.
I just didn't think she was the top. At that point.
You saw other people come through the ranks. You're like, maybe Britt Baker is the top.
Yes, exactly. I think she's gotten much, much better.
I think I started liking Britt before you did.
Yes, you did. You absolutely did.
Yeah, I saw that they were pushing her, and I think that she delivered, especially, she's carried a lot of storylines.
She has. And
she's been very, very good.
That's one thing I will say. I'm not to not give her credit because she has carried a lot.
I don't care what MJF says. She's more of a pillar than fucking Sammy Guevara.
I don't know if I can agree with that or not.
Yes, he is.
I really can't.
She's a
solid. Just because you don't like.
He's a faltering fucking pillar. I'm not putting any.
The outcast they're called, by the way.
Okay.
By the way. But
hey,
I'll never forget it now that you said it that way.
There you go. I'm a human mnemonic device.
Sammy.
I bet you didn't think that word was coming out.
No, I didn't. Sammy's performance in the ring is worthy of being a pillar. His matches against Danielson, his 2 out of 3 falls, his fatal 4-way for the title. Sammy has started to prove himself a lot more than what he was in the beginning.
He's always been good in the ring, though.
But to another level at this point.
I don't see it.
Really?
Nope.
Those matches that I'm talking about, did you see those matches?
I'm not a fan of him, therefore I...
I mean, him and Danielson,
I look at him with rose-colored glasses. Or not rose-colored glasses.
I was going to say, that's the opposite.
Of rose-colored glasses. Whatever the opposite. Daisy-colored glasses.
Another flower. Whatever. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Lavender-colored glasses.
I get the whole on-the-mic thing. I get that. But, I don't know. I'm willing to look past that. If they can go in the ring for the most part, the mic skills can come after that.
Well, this is a bigger pillar than Darby. This fucking matches are the same. Every single one.
Is he a glorified stuntman? Yes. Of course he is. But
I don't think he's a good storyteller. I'm not invested. And I've come around on Darby, but I think you're only real pillar.
I would give you Britt over Darby before I would give you Britt over Sam.
I'm gonna say this. Your only real pillar that you have is MJF. The other people aren't stepping up like that. They're not stepping up like MJF. MJF is the true pillar.
I'll give you that.
And that's the men's division. Britt Baker is the true pillar in the women's division. And I put Jade right behind her because of just the rise that she had. I mean, she's not nearly as good as Britt, but if you want to talk about homegrown talent, I'm going to put Britt into that same category, even though we've seen her other places prior.
Okay, I'll give you that. I can see that.
I think the others are there. I don't think that they're ready for the torch. I don't think that they're garnering the same level of either heat or adoration or anything like that. Even Jungle Boy. If you were to put the title on Jungle Boy right now, he's not a pillar. He's going to get...
There's... So these three, the three that aren't the pillar that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Jungle Boy, Darby, and Sammy. all who are in this storyline for MJF because they are the pillars.
They got no shot.
Do you believe that these three pillars, it was a detriment to put them with who they were with in the beginning? Whether it was Darby with Sting, Jungle Boy with Christian, Sammy with Jericho.
They all needed it. MJF did not.
That I agree with.
They all needed it.
I agree.
So, no, I don't.
But
think,
did it stop them from growing because of that? That's what I'm saying.
No.
I know they needed it.
Here's the thing. I don't see, like, with MJF, future's clear. The future was always there.
Mm-hmm.
You knew he was a champion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it with a major championship. Like, I don't see a world title in any of their future.
In AEW, I do.
Potentially, yes, but I don't.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. I don't see it. Even if it is, one, I think it's going to be forced. And two, I don't think they're building. I really don't think they're building either of those three to the point of where they're getting, like, the notoriety. I feel like if they become champion, it's going to be a transitional champion. Like, I feel like that's what those three are. And if they build them up and they get to a point, but right now I don't see it. Like, you're still far away. They're still far away from me. They haven't been, I mean, honestly, they haven't really been booked, like, really strong, like, and consistently.
You know, it's funny. I think the last show we did was, I'm almost positive it was when I said about the guns.
Yeah, probably.
And I haven't fucking seen the guns.
Yeah, well, that's what you wanted to say.
I know. And like, they come, it just,
now you completely got a weird, by now the you got a weird fucking storyline with Lethal and FTR and Briscoe.
Well, yeah, because Briscoe was hurt, and yeah, I don't know, man. There are certain people that I feel like they give the presentation to, they actually deliver. And then they just don't continue to be on TV. Now, when AEW first started, the one thing I remember always saying and hoping that AEW would do is what ECW did. Because I said, with the roster that they are building, you want to feature a storyline, but you don't want it to get old. So you can feature a storyline for a couple weeks, go away from it, and then pick up with other wrestlers down the road. They're not even doing that. No,
they're not. They're
like, I don't even know how to describe it.
They have too much talent. That's how you describe it. They have too much fucking talent. They don't have enough TV time, and they have too many people.
That's the other thing.
I'm sending out more pink slips as we speak. I'm firing. Half that roster is gone. They have way too many people.
I don't want to go too much longer, but because you said they don't have the TV, I do want to touch on this one more thing before we end.
You're going to talk about the Saturday?
Yes. Yeah. Because when you said CM Punk, it jarred me, and then we got away from it.
And now we're back.
So the rumor, the big time rumor, was that there was a meeting between CM Punk, FTR, Tony Khan, and I believe Jericho. I think that was the rumored meeting. I don't know if it happened or it is going to happen at this point. But also that there is a new AEW TV show coming out on Saturday nights that is supposedly, all rumors, of course.
That's a terrible day to do TV.
I don't mind a Saturday night wrestling show. I don't mind that. But it's going to be starring CM Punk, and basically anyone who supports CM Punk, or like if they have a problem with
CM Punk,
yeah, like a lot of the roster, they're going to move to Saturday night and do this show. So like if the, like, it probably would be the Bucks,
a brand split,
maybe. I mean, I don't think they'll call it a brand split, but it kind of will be, because I guess anyone who has problems with CM Punk won't be on that show. Like, it's very odd, and it comes off as very
childish.
I was going to say juvenile, but yeah, childish is a good word for it too. Like, all right, all have problems. Let's not work it out. You guys just go on that show. That way you don't have to do business with those guys.
It's
on
the
this
move
show.
Of someone who's inexperienced and has no control over what they should.
Do you think a Chris Jericho could help that situation a little bit?
Jericho's always been about numero uno, which is Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's always been that way. He's never been the guy in the back to fucking help people.
I don't know if we could totally say that.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't. He doesn't like Punk, one.
That I understand. I so get why would that. He be on his side? Liking someone and doing business with someone are two completely different things.
I do believe Jericho would probably do business with anybody, but I don't. Here's the thing. It's going to take more than a Chris Jericho to fix AEW's problems.
That's true, too.
Like, they need a room of, like, I feel like Tony Khan's just throwing money at people that, are going to help, and they're just not. They're just collecting the paycheck. Like the Mark Henrys. Like the fucking...
What about Goldberg? What if Goldberg signs with AEW? He wants a 4-city retirement tour. He came out and said on, I don't know if it was a podcast or something, an interview.
Would he lose all 4 matches? What is he going to do this retire? Who is he going to fight?
He apparently, WWE promised him a retirement match. His contract expired with WWE. Thank you. And so he's not under contract with WWE. And he wants a retirement. He wants a 4-city retirement run.
And it ends in Atlanta, Georgia?
And I don't know. I don't know what. I didn't really.
Or it starts in Atlanta, Georgia?
I just kind of read the headline and I'm like, eh. But
so we don't have full facts on this one.
I just read exactly what the headline was, that Bill Goldberg wants a 4-city retirement tour to end his career because he wants that character to get its final goodbye.
I can't.
I pray for AEW to sign him and do this because I want to see how it ends up. I want to see it.
It'd be atrocious.
I want to see it happen.
You want to see the trailer.
I do. I really do.
It's going to be bad.
I really do.
Who are you going to match up with him?
I don't know. Wardlow? Hobbs?
And Brian Cage?
Archer? Cage? I mean, those guys. You're
talking about 4 awful matches. It's not from the 4 that we just named's fucking perspective. You're
talking about Goldberg.
Yes, what the fuck are we going to see?
I don't know.
He'd have to lose to all 4 of them for it to be beneficial to anything.
The thing that I want to see most is the AEW fans' reaction to Bill Goldberg being an AEW wrestler. That's what I want to see.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I want to see that reaction.
Do they have a dueling Goldberg and Wardlow chance?
I mean, that story tells itself.
Yeah, the chance, dueling chance.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but I think it'd be interesting to see AEW sign Bill Goldberg.
Interesting? Maybe. In a good way? I don't think so.
I think it's
a fucking train wreck.
I think Goldberg is well past his prime, and even his prime was subpar.
I don't think that there's no... I mean, it was Goldberg. I get it. The whole streak. And
shit. Never did.
No. I get the... Look, it garnered a lot of views, and it garnered a lot of popularity.
It did. I still never understood.
That's okay. But it does still have that, but it does not have that anymore.
Because
He's already been back twice.
Yeah.
He's already showed that, he can't even... He's just suplexing people at this point.
No matter whether it was his decision or fucking Vince or whatever, I will... forever not like Goldberg
because of KO,
because of what happened with Kevin Owens. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Forever. It's just like
KO and Jericho was the better storyline going into WrestleMania.
It's just like being soured by a Hulk Hogan because of the Hogan Shawn Michaels SummerSlam thing. I'll never, ever, ever. From that point on, I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, but he put the Rock over. I'm okay with that.
You couldn't do business with one of the best in-ring performers, period. You couldn't let him go over.
Maybe he was getting one over. Maybe he was getting one over for Vader.
And Shawn Michaels still made him look like a fool. And it's still one of Hogan's better matches. That's the other thing.
In the States, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Japan, there's no contest with the Japanese wrestlers. But, yeah. All right. So, I think we'll wrap up there.
I think this is as good a spot as any.
Yeah, we went kind of long today.
Well, we had 2 weeks to make up for it.
We did. Yeah, we went a little long-winded, but we had some time. So next time we will talk, hopefully again next week.
I don't see why not.
I mean, I'm going through a little bit of a transitional period, so.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll let the viewers decide what that meant.
He's moving.
Getting
a new house.
He's taking his house and he's moving it somewhere.
If I was able to turn you around and it did, all my walls are blank. There's nothing up here anymore.
This isn't even a wall behind us. We're literally in the center of the city of Philadelphia. He's homeless right now. He's under 95.
So it's a lot. So
all these chairs.
Yeah. So, yeah, but look, we'll have the draft.
Neighborhood Wi-Fi has been pretty good for us.
It has been. Very good. Very good.
Surprise. We got a draft.
Yes.
We got a giraffe.
I don't know if we have a giraffe.
Okay.
But we definitely have the draft.
Yes.
We'll have two complete brands by the
time.
Do you
think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Is that a foregone conclusion?
I think so.
Brand split?
I think so.
I like, but
like legit
pay-per-view brand splits too? I kind of like it.
I do too. I hope it does happen. It makes it
a little bit more interesting.
So next, if we do Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on whenever we decide to record.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens.
It'll be after both nights of the draft.
We'll have yes.
Friday and Monday both.
We just can't do it on Monday.
No.
Gotcha.
No.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Do I have a game Tuesday? I might have a game.
If not, Wednesday.
Whatever,
doubleheader.
It's either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Either way,
whatever.
Either way, it's after Monday, so that works.
True.
So
that is how that works.
We'll be talking to you next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for watching and listening, and we'll see you later.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.